Blue Rondo by John Lawton. Read by Lewis Hancock. John Lawton was born in Derbyshire into a happy family, from whose bosom he was rudely thrust into the hands of demons bred in one of the innermost circles of hell and known as school teachers. He escaped from their clutches and has spent the rest of his life attempting to subvert or destroy everything they stood for. Ubi solitudinem faciunt, pacem appellant. By John Lawton, Blue Rondo, Sweet Sunday, Riptide, A Little White Death, Old Flames, Blackout, 1963. For Anne McDermid, also known as Ira, that Scottish-Canadian woman from a valley in Wales. I can understand companionship. I can understand bought sex in the afternoon. I cannot understand the love affair. Gore Vidal. In my fanciful projections, I took red hair to be the mantle of goddesses and priestesses who crave no obedience, like Aesha, but a siren enjoining flight up into the firmament of life itself. It was the copper-headed helmet of destiny, of those who would hurl their challenge against the very center of creation, and, having struck, plummet and explode upon a disbelieving world. It was lifted by the winds from the northeast, breathing like war-spiked Hotspur. It was the shade of imagination's crimson twilight, punitive and cleansing, the color of communing voluptuaries, of pre-Raphaelites, Renaissance princes, of Medicis and Titians, of Venice and Northumbria, of Bloodaxe and Vengeance, Percy and Borgia, of Beatrice, Dante's and Shakespeare's, of hot pretenders and virgin monarchs. A red-haired Doris Day.